can't say a word, you can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere. Everybody, this is your old friend Stolen Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. And I hope I can quietly bring you a little helpful philosophy and a song or two that may calm the beating of an aching heart, that may drive all care from an anxious, worried brow, and that we may peacefully set and enjoy the tranquility of life in its simplicity and beauty. And for a few precious moments at least, know life in the fullness of its purpose. As I speak of these things, friends, here's a little phrase that I've heard my elders use, time without number. And I'm sure that you've heard the same thing. It's this: silence is golden. How can anyone think constructive things in the turmoil, the hustle and bustle of our daily lives? In the first place, we haven't time. And if we had, it wouldn't profit us anything. Because the chances are it would be smirched with conflicting and confusing elements. And we'd have to get somewhere that was quiet and be able to think them all through again. And eliminate the weak and the bad. Why, who can think about the beauties of life in a boiler shop? Or to the tune of a blaring dance band? Who can think of the higher things in life in the clang and bang and clatter of the busy street, with its honking horns and screeching sirens, clanging bells and nervous folks, always in a hurry, rushing, pushing, bumping here and there? Yes, indeed. Silence is golden. I love to spend the evening at peace with the world, with your accord. Has flown. Oh.
has flown. How sweet to be alone, at peace with the world in the evening with you.
I often look at some folks today who have been under the steady stress and strain of noise and turmoil, the rush and the confusion of daily existence. Oh, we can't call it life. But in my heart, I wish they, for a while at least, would get away from it all and go into the silence. It brings back memories of a few years ago, after creating and directing a huge industrial exposition that occupied a full year of preparation and naturally every ounce of nervous energy. When we saw the gates opened on the completed job, our nerves gave way, and we could hardly hold out until the closing day of that exposition to get away from it all and go on a long vacation up into the wilds of northern Canada, where there was nothing but nature's beauty and peace and quiet, a few Indians and plenty of fresh air. It was so silent that you could hear your own heartbeat. And at night, out under the starlit heavens, it made you feel as though God alone and nothing else mattered. The silence was golden.
Someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone. Just a spot to call our perfect peace, where joys never cease, out there beneath a kindly sky. We'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go.
Of course, we realize that in order to fulfill our duty to man in the progression of worldly affairs, we must be mixed up in the strife and the turmoil of it all. But then we should consider seriously that a portion of our time belongs to the source of all good, and that in order to be really successful in all our tasks here, our spiritual growth and knowledge and development should be considered. And if it is only for the sake of shutting out of our lives for a few minutes each day from earthly things, to go into the silence, hear the soft whisperings of the universe, and receive that sustaining power, and think of the bigness and the beauty of it all, we owe that to our Heavenly Father. We owe it to the world. We owe it to ourselves. Shut out the world, its struggle and strife. Relax. Listen. Learn. Pray. Gain strength, joy, and peace in a place where silence is golden.
Sunset sea into the night. Sail, little boat, with me, 'cause all my life, Jehovah, my love is there.
dawns new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.